Owen hefted his disruptor. His instincts were screaming that he was walking into a trap, but he couldn't see anything dangerous or even threatening. If anything, the path ahead seemed wider than usual. But he was haunted by the sense that something was about to happen. Hazel moved up beside him.
You feel it too, don't you?
The jungle's been watching us, leading us here. It's planning something.
Intelligent plants. Spooky. Would it help if I apologized for all the salads I've eaten?
I doubt it. You see anything?
Not a damn thing. Nothing above or around us, for as far as I can see. What do we do?
Keep moving. Be ready to react whenever whatever it is hits us. We fought Hademan and Grendel, so I doubt there's anything a bunch of plants can throw at us that we can't handle.
Now you're getting cocky, Deathstalker.
While they were busy talking, the ground dropped out from under their feet. He scrabbled about him for something to cling onto, but the vegetation nearest to them had drawn back out of reach. There was only the mud, thick and confining, sucking him down. The others were yelling all around him, and from what he could see, were just as badly off as he was. The mud began moving, circling round in a churning, determined way, like a slow-motion whirlpool. It was already up to Owen's waist, and he was still sinking. He fought to stay upright and tried to remember what he'd heard about dealing with quicksand. You were supposed to be able to swim in it if you kept your nerve, but when Owen tried to move his legs, they barely responded at all. The viscous, sucking mud smothered his movements easily, thick and clinging and bitterly cold. The circling speed of the mud was increasing all the time. Owen tried to see how the others were doing, but the mud held him firmly now, creeping up his stomach towards his chest. He held his arms above him, but there was nothing to cling on to. A great sucking sinkhole appeared in the center of the whirlpool, pulling everyone towards it. Owen could hear the others shouting as the speeding mud carried them around, but they didn't seem to be making any sense. By now, he was shouting too, and doubted he sounded any different. His constant struggle to stay upright and keep his face out of the mud was tiring him out and getting him nowhere. His heart pounded frantically, and panic threatened to overwhelm his thoughts. Owen took a deep breath and forced himself to be calm. He was being carried inevitably closer to the sinkhole, the churning mud and grasses moving faster and faster. He tried to summon his maze powers, but so much was happening he couldn't calm his mind enough to call them up. He tried to reach out to the surrounding foliage, looking for something to grab onto, but it was all well beyond his grasp. If he couldn't go to the foliage, maybe he could bring it to him. He still had his disruptor in his hand, held up out of the mud to protect it. He aimed carefully and shot a nearby tree dead square at the bottom of its wide trunk. The splintered remains of its lower trunk and heavy roots held it in place. The surging mud brought Owen sweeping around and slammed him hard against the black trunk. The impact knocked the breath out of him, but he clung desperately to the trunk with both hands, and it held him in place, even against the steady pull and pressure of the mud. The others also hit the trunk as they came around and clung to it and to each other. And after that, it was only a matter of strength and determination to drag themselves slowly along the tree trunk and pull themselves out of the mud and onto firmer land. They crawled a safe distance away from the sucking mud and then collapsed on their backs, letting the rain slowly wash the mud off them. They lay there for some time getting their breath back, until finally Owen forced himself back onto his feet. He beat away some more of the mud from his legs and waist and glared at the slowing whirlpool.
That was no accident. We were herded here. The jungle wanted to be rid of us. On some level, it must be aware, capable of cooperating against anything it sees as a threat.
Hazel sat up slowly.
So, how are we going to get to St. Bee's mission if the whole damn jungle's determined to stop us?
Well, we just have to be more determined than it is.
Oz, am I aiming properly?
A little more to your right.
Owen blasted an opening in the foliage with his disruptor. He waited till the crimson vegetation had closed together, and then borrowed Hazel's disruptor and blasted it open again.
From now on, we take it in turns to keep blasting a trail, using our guns in sequence as they recharge, backing it up with explosives as necessary, until the jungle learns to respect us and allows us to go where we want to go.